To meditate properly, the mind and the body needs to be at ease. So if we are doing anything that is creating more dis-ease, whether to the mind or the body, then it is not helpful. But if we find ourselves doing it over and over again, then we need to stop and check. From time to time, we can check and ask ourselves, how does the body feel like right now? Sometimes there's resistance happening in the mind, and we don't notice it. But it would show up in the body. So we can take it as a clue, hey, some kind of resistance going on. What is it about? sometimes the body is more comfortable, sometimes it's not so comfortable. And it's okay. Important thing is whether or not we are doing anything that is causing more discomfort, more dis-ease. So we want to know what the mind is doing. It's not so important to watch physical sensations compared to how the mind is relating to the sensations. Is it liking it? Is it disliking it? Is it trying to get rid of it? Is it trying to get more of it? Remember to take everything as just nature. Be the physical sensation, a mental phenomena. Remember not to take what we notice, what is happening personally. In doing so, we are cultivating, developing what the sutta calls the perception of not-self. It's not saying that there is no self. It's saying not-self. This is not me, this is not me. So when we see it as not me, then whatever happens is okay. Whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable. Because if you take anything as something that's personal, then naturally we'll get involved. Then we are not able to step back and watch. Once we take things as just nature, don't take them personally, then naturally we are stepping back. Seeing is happening. Hearing is happening. Various kinds of sensing is happening. The mind is also cognizing. Notice the mind doing this work of knowing. It is knowing. It is feeling. And perhaps it's also thinking. That's the mind doing its job. Just as the body is doing its job of breathing, etc. Even if the body is having pain, it's doing its job as well. That is its nature at this moment. Remember, we are not trying to cut off our senses. Instead, we are doing pretty much the opposite. To come to our senses. We're not trying to disconnect. We want to connect. Being connected doesn't mean being attached. Being connected means you are conscious, you are in touch. See if you can just watch this knowing mind. The mind that is doing this work of knowing. Which is knowing everything. See if you can stay with this knowing. Don't try to create something. This knowing is already happening. Just noticing it. If you find interest to observe is lacking, you find that the mind tends to drift off to create stories, create fantasies, images, then we need to arouse interest by asking the question like, what's happening now? What's the mind doing? How does the body feel? Meditation should not be tiring. Although the body may be tired at certain times of the day, but meditation should not cause the mind and body to be more tired. Right meditation causes the opposite, causes the mind to be more alert, body to feel more fresh. So if it's causing the body to be more tired, then something is not right. And we need to check what is it.